The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the more unpopular trends in football happened in this game for the New York Giants, and everybody's in a tizzy about it. And I'm honestly on the fence about the whole thing. There's just an angle of it that I don't know if I agree with. So obviously the Giants are down in this game 24-10, 14 points in the third quarter. The Giants marched down the field on a 13-play, 80-yard drive and put it in the end zone with the Daniel Jones run off the edge, taking on the defenders and getting into the end zone. And so now there's an analytical trend in football that when you're down 14 points, and I think maybe the beginning of the fourth quarter when this happened is a little early for it, but I don't know. But anyway, the analytical trend in the NFL is when you're down 14 points, when you score your first touchdown, instead of taking the extra point to go down 7, go for 2. And it's pretty much the thought process is that the extra point, the two-point conversion is a 50% play in the NFL. It has been traditionally. I think this year it's actually down a little bit, and certainly for the Giants, and we'll get to that aspect of it in just a second here. But they pretty much call a two-point conversion a 50-50 play. So if you're down 14, you score a touchdown, you go for the two-point conversion. If you get it, now you're down 6, and the next touchdown, you win the game with an extra point. That's the thought process, right? You get the two-point conversion on your first touchdown. Now you're down 6 instead of down 7. The next touchdown, an extra point, would give you a one-point lead. If you miss the extra point on the first touchdown, now you're still down only 8, which is a one-score game. And again, the two-point conversion is a 50-50 proposition, analytically speaking. And so you're, you know, even though each time you run the play, it's 50-50, it doesn't work just like, oh, I didn't get it last time, I'll get it this time. But they consider if you're going to do it twice, you're going to get it once. That's how they view it. So if you don't get it the first time, you still have a second opportunity on your second touchdown to get the two-point conversion and tie the game. That's how they view it. It's become a analytic trend. It's become something NFL teams, not just the New York Giants, but NFL teams throughout the league have been doing. And a lot of people are in uproar. The Commanders go on to kick a field goal, and the Giants score that second touchdown and go for the two again and don't get it. Now they're down 5 instead of down 3 with an opportunity. If they make a stop, kick the ball, they could be down 3. I don't know if I love the play. I don't know. And yes, the Giants are 0-6 in two-point conversions this year. But that's the angle that I don't think is fair. Because what I'm hearing is, you're not good at two-point conversions. The offense stinks. I heard Laurie say it on my way in, and I happen to disagree with this thought process. If you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're a great offense, if you're this, then I understand doing it. But the Giants are so lousy that it doesn't make sense. I don't know if you like it or not, because to me, there is a little momentum blown when you get a touchdown and then don't get the two-point conversion. It feels like, oh man, we came up small, even though you got the score. Now, if you watch this Giant game after that touchdown to make it 24-16, and then they don't get the two-point conversion, yes, they lost some momentum there. But at the beginning of the next drive for Washington, they've got a 3rd and 9, and the Giants give up a 30-yard screen pass. That's where the momentum's blown. If the Giants make a play on 3rd and 9 and get the ball back, Nobody's screaming about momentum lost. It's the defense that doesn't hold its job that is the problem in the momentum department. But I even understand if you don't like the concept, right? I don't kick two-point conversions till I need to. If you want to win the game, score the first touchdown, kick the extra point, and then on the second touchdown, you want to go for two to win it, fine. I'm okay with that. But there's no reason to have a failed play that hinders momentum, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I don't necessarily know how I feel about it. But what I think is you either believe it or you don't. And the idea that the Giants' offense is so bad that it doesn't make sense for them, I think the opposite. To me, yeah, they're bad at two-point conversion. Sure, they're bad at everything. What are the odds the Giants are going to get a third touchdown drive? Like, that's how I view it. Right? The Giants are down 14 points. They're 2-7. Do you want an opportunity to win the game? Because if you kick extra points, even if you tie the game, you're going to need a scoring drive. I don't trust this offense to do that without Washington scoring more points. If I have an opportunity to win the game on only two touchdowns down 14, I feel like that's a better chance for a poor offense than asking them to get a third scoring drive. So I don't know how I feel about it. You can determine whether or not you like the idea of going for two when you don't have to and making it so you'll need a two-point conversion just to tie the game. We could have that discussion on whether or not you like the strategy. What I don't think is fair, even though they haven't been successful at two-point conversions, and in this game they were putrid plays that were run terribly, I still, if I'm talking about a bad offense that isn't good at putting up points, period, who had their first two touchdown passes in 600 days in this building, in this game, and who haven't won a game this year in this building. If I don't do the strategy that Dable did, if I don't take the analytic play, if I don't go for the two-point conversion and try and win with two scores, that means at some point, whether later in this game or in overtime, I'm going to be asked to have another scoring drive. I don't trust this team to do that. If I want to win the game, my best chance to win it was with only needing two touchdowns, not three. So I don't hate the strategy, and I don't think it's fair to just say, well, the Giants' offense isn't good if you're Patrick Mahomes. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'll take the tie because I don't want to risk losing the game on one play because I trust Patrick Mahomes in overtime to go down the field. If I have Lamar Jackson, I know I feel good about a two-yard play for a two-point conversion or whatever the yardage is for a two-point conversion. I also feel good that if I get into a game moving forward in late fourth quarter or overtime, that I have an offense who can go down the field and set up a field goal with, oh, by the way, one of the great field goal kickers in the league, as opposed to a guy I just picked up this year because my second field goal kicker's been injured. Like, do I want to get into a late game situation when I don't trust my kicker? You cannot like the strategy. You cannot like the analytics. That's fine. But I find it really tough to tell me I don't trust this offense. That's why I can't try and win it then. No, I trust them to make plays later on in the game. Why? I don't trust them at all. I have an opportunity to win with two touchdowns or I need a third. I'll take trying to win with two. And if they can't score a two-point conversion, shame on them. That's my only point. I have to wrap my mind around it. It's, to me, when I score a touchdown down 14, I want to just kick the extra point and make it seven. That's what we've been doing forever. That's what I feel comfortable with. I understand the logic and the analytics of this new strategy. I do. I don't know if I like it or not. But I don't know if I like it for Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if I like it for Lamar Jackson. I don't know if I like it for Josh Allen. The same as I don't know if I like it for Bryce Young. I don't know if I like it for Daniel Jones. I don't know if I like it for Bo Nix. Like, it's all the same. I either like it or I don't. I don't think the ineptitude of the Giant offense is something that hangs in the balance on whether or not that's a good decision. Because I can make the case that it's even more imperative for a bad offense to try and win the game on two touchdowns as opposed to asking for more. And especially with the situation I find myself in with the kicker.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want me to try and play for overtime with a kicker I can't trust? With a kicker who was sitting on his couch last week? That's who I'm supposed to, like, go into. I'm supposed to go to overtime in late in game situations against Jaden Daniels and the best field goal kicker in the league? I'll take my chances with a 2-point conversion. Thank you very much. Like, it's not crazy. And it's nothing to yell about. It's not why they lost the game. And again, it's certain, like, give me their, oh, their offense stinks. Okay, so yeah, let's play for them needing more long, sustained touchdown drives. Let's do that instead of taking a chance on a one play to give them a chance to win a game on an extra point. You can like it, you can dislike it. The Giants' offense really shouldn't play into it. Because I think you can make a strong case the weaker your offense, the weaker your kicking game, the weaker you've been at the end of these games, the more disasters that have taken place over the last handful of years with your kicker, with your late game situations, with losing it in the final play. All of those things have favored the other team as opposed to the New York Giants for years. But that's how I'm supposed to be playing this game? I'm supposed to be playing this game for the tie and hope that I can get another touchdown or field goal drive with a kicker I can't trust? And for those of you who say, because I got a couple of these tweets, well, just save the 2-point conversion for the last one and go for the win like you did week one against Tennessee all those a couple of years ago. When you go for it the first touchdown, I have an opportunity to win. Like, if I wait for the second one, it's either win or lose. If I go for it on the first touchdown, I have a chance to win if I make it, and then I have a chance to tie if I don't on the second touchdown. I'm giving myself more options. If I wait for the last touchdown and just say I'm going for the win, I either win or I lose. Why, if I'm going to do that, if that's my strategy, and especially if that's my strategy, if Brian Daboll said I'm not playing for overtime, in my mind, if we end up scoring that second touchdown, I'm going for two for the win. Well, then why not do it first and give yourself a chance to win the game there, or then at least set up for a chance of a tie with the second touchdown? Like, it's really, I know fans are up in arms about it because it's different. The strategy is sound. I don't know if I like it necessarily, but the strategy is sound. And I don't care if it's Daniel Jones or Patrick Mahomes. You either like it or you don't. And I'm not playing for overtime with a kicker I can't trust and an offense that isn't any good. And to say that because the offense isn't any good, it makes it less smart, I really don't see that argument.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.